Genesis chapter 32 and 33, the wrestling match. Night fell, and Jacob was alone with his thoughts. He was terrified. What would his brother Esau do to him? He shivered in the darkness, but then something extraordinary and mysterious happened, something that changed Jacob forever. In the darkness, a man came up to him. Jacob could not see who he was, but suddenly the man seized Jacob and began to fight with him. He twisted and he turned and he fought with all his might. Two men fell to the ground, struggling and wrestling. They battled for hours until the sun began to rise over the horizon and a ray of light shone on the stranger's face. Then Jacob was filled with the deepest fear because there was something about this man, a brightness, something different, a mysterious, wonderful power. At that moment, the stranger struck Jacob on his hip and put it out of joint. Jacob cried out and staggered back, but he would not let go of the man, and he would not admit defeat. He held on to him, he fought, he carried on struggling, locked in combat.
Let me go now,
said the stranger.
The day is breaking.
No,
said Jacob.
Never. Not until you bless me.
He sensed that his opponent was no ordinary man.
Tell me your name,
said the man.
Jacob,
he replied.
No,
said the stranger softly.
You will not be called Jacob any longer. From now on, you will be named Israel, because you have struggled with God and with men, and you have won.
Jacob was wounded and limping, but still he would not let the man go.
Now you must tell me your name,
he replied.
Why do you ask me my name?
In a way that he spoke made Jacob tremble with fear. Then the man blessed Jacob and turned from him. And in a moment, he was gone. The light of dawn shone all around Jacob as he stood there unsteadily, feeling the pain in his hip. He was gazing into the light, but he could see no one at all, only brightness.
I have seen God face to face,
he said.
And yet,
he looked around in astonishment.
I am still alive.
So, he named the place Penuel, which in Hebrew means facing God. And then, as he looked up, saw his brother Esau coming towards him with 400 of his men, he went to warn his family and all of those who were with them. And then he walked forward, slowly, alone, to meet Esau. He humbly bowed down to the ground 7 times. But Esau ran to meet him and seized his brother in his arms and wept for joy.
My brother,
he cried.
My brother, Jacob.
Jacob was overwhelmed. He too began to weep.
Who are all of these people?
Asked Esau.
They are my wives and my children and my servants,
said Jacob.
The Lord has been very good to me.
Then Esau held him again and looked at him long and hard. He hugged him, and Jacob could hardly believe the great love that his brother had towards him.
What were all those processions of goats and cattle I met on my way?
Asked Esau.
They are presents to you, my lord,
said Jacob.
Because I wanted you to look kindly on me.
Brother,
said Esau gently,
I have enough. Keep what is yours.
But Jacob begged him to keep the gifts, and at last, Esau agreed. So the two brothers were reconciled on that day. On the day that Jacob met God face to face.